Once prophetic utterances are going into what you're doing, nothing. It's why I don't have time to go into Ezra. The Bible says they gathered several times. Nehemiah, they could not stop the work, for the eye of the Lord was upon them. They tried what they did previous in chapter 3 and 4. They did it in chapter 5. Nothing happened. The Bible says the work of the Lord did not cease until they finished the thing. Now, so these guys were prophesying. And it says it didn't rain. So the power has been in operation. And they have power over waters to turn to blood. And we saw Joel chapter 2 talking about they will see visions, they will prophesy. It says, and talked about in Joel chapter 2 there, about, and it says they will smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. And when they have finished their testimony, which means they finished the testimony, and I'll show what that is, the beast that ascended out of the bottomless pit, that Satan, shall make war against them, and Satan began to prevail when they were no longer prophesying. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You can't stop any business from growing if their prophetic utterance is going into that business. Now, hear what I'm saying here? I'm going to show you what this is. You can't stop any family from progressing once what the Bible calls prophecy is going into that thing. It is light that shines in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend it. It is when the testimony stops, prophetic utterances stop, that the river stops flowing and things begin to dry up. So what happened was the enemy prevailed over them and killed them. And the Bible tells us, it says, and they rejoiced. Then in verse 11, after 3 days and a half. So they were dead for 3 days and a little bit. Now they were prophesying for 3 years, a little bit. Now this tells us about the ministry of Jesus that existed for 3 years. Now you know he didn't start on one day and end on the same day. It didn't start November 4, 1997, and end on November 4. When you say 3 years, it could have been some days. So it's telling us here. And then, all right, 3 nights, and it says 3.5 days here, and they rose up again. How did they rise up? The spirit of life entered into them again, and then they got up again, and, you know, power started getting manifested. So we are establishing this where prophetic utterances are, right? There is demonstration of power. Once utterances stop, you stop declaring. Telling you this, anybody, you're in business, you say, well, the business is not growing. First thing we should ask you, if you say it's not by power, by might, but by the spirit, the first thing we want to ask you is, are there utterances going into this business? Are you speaking into this particular thing? Are you declaring what? Say, what are you talking about? Say, well, that's what it means when you say that by God's grace alone, that's what we're talking about. You say, well, you know, my marriage, say, so what happened? Prophetic utterances stop going into that thing. That's how Satan can stop anything. Now, but prophetic utterances must come out of the testimony, says testimony here. Now, what does that mean? Put up Revelation 19 and verse 10. Let's say this here. Revelation 19 and verse 10. It says, and I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said, see thou you do it not, I'm a fellow servant of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of what? Prophecy. In other words, the testimony of Jesus is the life of prophecy. So when a person is prophesying, he is declaring what Jesus, all right, has testified to. In other words, he is speaking out the testimony of Jesus. You say, but what is the testimony of Jesus? Put up John chapter 5 and verse 39, and you'll see what it is. John 5 and 39 here. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. But they are they which testify of me. And you will not come to me that you may have what? Life. In other words, that spirit of life that entered into those prophets said, come to me to get that kind of thing. So the testimony of Jesus, all right, is what we find in the scriptures. So when you look at the scriptures, you'll find the testimony of Jesus Christ concerning that. So you're looking at the testimony, all right, of Jesus Christ. So somebody says, well, I want this thing to be done, not by power, by might, but by the Spirit. It says it's going to come by prophetic utterances. But this prophetic utterances start with what is called, all right, the testimony of Jesus. That's why I like Bishop Francois Loquet. If you listen to him as he was prophesying, this is what he did. He took the Bible, he did this. This is how he did it. He took the Bible, and then he went to a scripture, and then he read the scripture, taught one part of scripture, and said, therefore, I declare unto you. In other words, testimony of Jesus, prophetic utterance. Then he goes to the next place. He reads that scripture, he explains it, you get the light, testimony of Jesus, I declare unto you. Not that you just come out and you are just saying things. Are you following what I'm saying here? All right? You are just saying what is that sounds nice. It is the testimony of Jesus that you are declaring. So what he's telling us here is that the spirit of prophecy, right, is the testimony of Jesus. The testimony of Jesus is found in scripture. So a person has a mountain before him. A person has a challenge before him. First thing you want to do is you want to search the scriptures. You want to find out what is Jesus saying about this mountain first. What is the testimony? You want this mountain to be said, what is the testimony of Jesus concerning this? You know, my wife, she woke up and she was reading something. She said, I remember something. She said, many years ago, you asked me, I did a documentary. This was many years ago. I said, I just saw it in my Bible now. I said, I did a documentary. And I decided to show it in June. And when you came, you said, why are you doing it in an open air place here? What gave you the guts? It's raining here. It rained 2 days ago. It rained yesterday. You came in open air. And she said, you know, I just saw what happened. She said, look up and see the scripture. And I saw it there. And the scripture, if I look at scripture 100 times, except the Holy Ghost shows me, I don't see how it can stop rain. But when she showed me, I saw what it meant. It talked about praising God somewhere in the Psalms, all right, for he's the one that puts the waters in the heavens. Now, she said, that was my title deed. The minute I saw it, God showed me, he said, once you praise me on this, he said, it will not rain that day. Are you following what I'm saying here? Now, what you've got to get, first and foremost, is the testimony of Jesus. It is not, all right, self-affirmation, good talk. It is the testimony of Jesus. Then you get the testimony of Jesus, and that's what happened to Daniel. He said, I understood by books what was contained in the prophet Jeremiah, which means he understood by books. Preachers came, preached, they taught. He listened. He found the testimony of Jesus from what he read in books as they taught. As he saw that, next thing he did was what Jesus said we should do. He said, you do not come to me that you might get life. Which means take this testimony and come to the throne of grace there. It says, and pray this, which is what they did in Acts chapter 4. They took the testimony of God back to God. And the Bible says they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And great grace came upon all of them. So you go to God in prayer with the testimony of Jesus. That now I have God's word concerning this. It says, and then you begin to go to God in prayer. And then he releases grace to you. So what begins to happen after he prays, they say, grant unto us utterance. Then you start declaring, all right, the words of God into that situation. Jesus said, the flesh profited nothing. It is the spirit that quickens or empowers. The words that I speak are spirit and life. Which means once you start speaking the words of God this way, they cannot return to you void. They shall accomplish that which God pleases, and they shall prosper in the thing whereunto they have been sent. So you begin to declare, and you begin to declare. The next thing that tells us happens is that once you start declaring these things into the air, oil begins to flow into the bowl of your heart. Now, what that will bring is that it will cause illumination, which means, he said, these are the seven eyes of the Spirit. So what happens is, as you begin, now this is what people miss it, begin to prophesy and declare God's word. When he tells you, begin to say to this mountain, you are declaring God's word, you are declaring, your eyes now start getting illuminated on a much higher level. Now, what happens is that you start seeing things in your environment differently. So what happens, start seeing. And he says, it's almost telling us that there are seven levels to which you can see things in the realm of the spirit. So they can present information to you, and an unbeliever, someone that doesn't have the Holy Ghost, they give him that information, he cannot see beyond what he can see. But you, as a Christian, with the Holy Ghost operating on the inside of you, you look at that thing and you see a dimension in it. Which means they give you normal data or give you information. You look at it and you see, all right? The Holy Ghost says, look at it now. You see certain things, nobody. Now, put up Isaiah 52 verse 13. Let's see how people rise up in life. When it says there's a casting out, you say there's a lifting up. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. he shall be exalted. Now, what's going to make him exalted is that he dealt prudently and extolled and be very high. As many as were astonished at thee, his visage was so mad, more than any man, his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle. The word sprinkle means startle, which means people looked at him, then they saw something else, and they were startled. Nations are startled. The kings shut their mouths at him, for that which had not been told them shall they see. Which means this individual, even the kings and those in authority, I want you to say, how did you see this stuff? All right, they which are, it says, and that which they have not heard, shall they consider? Which means from his life, and it tells us he deals prudently. It tells us this man is operating, all right, at some level of real wisdom. He's dealing there. So his beginning is small, but he's operating there prudently. Now, let me give a practical example. In the just concluded work back here, we gave, all right, folders to our ministers. And what we did was that somebody in church, I mean, I was in America one time, and I said I was going to buy folders for them, and then we'll talk, but nothing satisfied me. So somebody in church had shown me something he did. And he did the folder, and there was a journal inside it, and he had an impression of a face. So I told him, you can do this stuff for our ministers. Yeah, I can do it. All right? So he told me, he said, we'll try and do this. Later on, he told me, when I was telling him the effect of it, he said, Pastor, let me tell you the truth. We had never done it before. He said, it was the pressure you were putting on me that you kept, and the Holy Ghost, listen, the Holy Ghost wants you to be under pressure to, in other, it takes pressure for you to deliver. So never murmur at pressure. Are you following what I'm saying? It took a famine for there to be any form of, that's why Isaac had to be pushed out. Now, once you start murmuring, you miss it. So he said, you put me under pressure. He said, we delivered that. Now, this is what I'm saying. Every minister I gave it to, when they open it, all of them were taking the photographs of them with that thing and put it on Instagram. In fact, when we gave it that, you see that there? They put that, all right? And they put it there because they were amazed. When we did it, Mark Hankins got it, he looked at it. When Reverend Victor Deemi came and he opened it, ooh, he said, that's the effect he had. Now, Dr. Bill Winston saw it. He looked at it. His assistant that came with him, head of Joseph Business School, said, Pastor, you have just put me in trouble. He said, he's going to demand we do this. He said, come. He said, see this? Go find out how these guys did it. We are going to adopt this. This guy came from Chicago. Listen, the eyes of the Spirit can make you produce things that are world class. Are you following? Look, I hear me. You also put it out there. Look, anybody, anywhere, all right? If you start looking at things through the eyes of the Spirit, you start seeing. The Bible says the path of the just is as a light that shineth brighter and brighter. In other words, there are different intensity in light. All right? They are different in light itself grows there. So this is what happens. The minute you start prophesying what God, you say, well, this mountain will become a plain. Now, you'll start declaring it. God starts giving you visibility. Now, what he does is that he now shows you what you need to do for that mountain to become a plain. It's not that you're just going to be declaring, and then the mountain by itself will just become a plain. In other words, someone says, I have a huge mountain of debt. He says, well, and he starts declaring, all right, God is going to show you something. He's going to show you something in what you are doing. He will tell you, if you do this, you take this. It's just like a student. A student says, well, I'm in school. Gets the testimony of Jesus, one day is reading, and he calls to him, you shall be the head and not the tail. And he agrees that the head is in front, the tail is behind. Above only and not beneath. He closes the Bible. He says, I have the testimony of Jesus for excellence. I must come top in my class. So he goes to God in prayer, takes that, doesn't try to, you know, just what. He takes it to God in prayer, gets a supply of the Spirit, starts declaring it out of his lips. Now the effect of the oil there, it starts moving in his being and then begins to open his eyes. So he sits down in class, and the teacher, as he's teaching, his lecturer, he begins to see and understand at a much deeper level. In fact, what the teacher did not say, he sees it. He writes it down. Sees something else. Writes it down. Sees something else. He's dealing prudently. Sees something else. Write it down. when it's time for exam and they bring the exam script, the teacher that didn't think he said something asks those things he didn't say, but he implied. But the guy who was looking at the thing with the eye of the Spirit and listening with the eye of the Spirit has seen everything, writes everything down, and said, I had foreknowledge on what... Are you following what I'm saying? Let me tell you, when you decree things, light comes. Put up Job 22, verse 28. Here's what it tells us. Remember the path of justice, light that shineth brighter. Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. And the light shall do what? Shine upon your path. So when you decree something, God shows you how to walk to make it happen. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, what people are doing is that they are decreeing things to the mountain, and then they sit down, remain on the same intellectual plane, and say, why has the mountain not moved? All right? I say, well, my marriage is going south. They decree and decree, but God says there are certain things you need to change. There are certain things you need to work in. There are certain things. You say, nothing is working in this business. Now, it's not, God is not just trying to entice us. When he says, when they say there's a casting down, you will say there's a lifting up. The reason is that you have seen something else. That darkness will cover the earth, but your light, he says, but arise and shine, for your light has come. In other words, when others were seeing darkness all around, right, you saw something, the light there. So your decrees and what you are saying, all right, the oil now begins like the Holy Ghost. I mean, God showed me, told me to, he said, your inheritance is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the inheritance I gave to you. Read it from Ephesians. He said, the Holy Ghost is the inheritance. Every other thing that will manifest in your life is the riches of the glory of the Holy Spirit, which means the wealth of the Spirit in you is who will produce everything. So what the Holy Spirit does is start showing you things on the earth. The earth is full of the riches of God. Shows you this, shows you that. Tells you to do this. Tells you to do this this way. Tells you, all right? And then you start seeing things. So a person can, the Bible tells us that Moses, he saw him that was invisible. In other words, he was somewhere, he was prime, he was a big guy there. And God says, look, one day this thing is going to collapse here. Get out of this place. He saw something. Are you following? Now. I was sharing them second service. I said, look, if you guys have it, I think they put second service on. If you have the data for Facebook, all right, this viewership on Facebook, which if you calculate it, the amount of hours people spent watching WAFBEC on Facebook alone, not YouTube, all right, this is the data here. 321,000 video views. Every day, 67,895 people were reached on Facebook. The minutes viewed are 1.7 million. If you convert that to minutes, it's 28,300. All right, sorry, to hours, if you divide it by 60, it's 28,333 hours of watching. Are you following? And they list all the countries. And I have the detailed data of how many people in areas in the United States they were watching, how many people were watching. Now, you can look at this and say, God, you are great. You are wonderful. Praise the Lord and drop it. You can look at it with the third eye of the Spirit. God wants to show you, when you look at the whole thing, he maps everything. So you start seeing things. Now you can just look at this and just close it and say, ah, God was good. God answered our prayers and go. Bible says, much food is in the tillage of the poor. There is he that is in lack, for lack of what? Discernment. He can't see. So what happens is, once the anointing begins, and it's very practical, once the anointing begins to flow on the inside of you, you start seeing things. Right? You can be running inside an office and you are watching a football match and you are looking at it and they are losing the game. They are losing the game and the coach makes one change. And you see the change, the game changes, and suddenly the Holy Ghost tells you, you see how this game changed? You see your problem in the office? Is the person you are emotionally attached to that is slowing down the progress? Change that person. Can you see? You understand this? All right? I remember the first time I ever invited Dr. Dollar to preach. No. But I remember. In 2006, I went for Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth. He was preaching. He got on stage, and he was referring to Bishop Jakes. He didn't mention his name. He said, somebody, I just came out of his meeting. I knew he just came out of his men's conference. He said, this was the fourth year he had invited me to speak. He said his face was on Time magazine as something, the preacher of the year. He said, but I didn't feel led to go. He said the first year he sent it. He said the man didn't stop sending the invitations. Every year he was sending it until the fourth year. He said, I responded. So when he said no, the Holy Ghost brought that back to me. He said, every year, you heard what he said? You just keep sending that invitation. On the fourth year, he said, I'm coming. So it's what you see. So somebody's in business. So what's going on? He starts prophesying. The Bible says, it shall not return to you void. But you shall go out with what? Joy. You shall be led. Which means those words now come back and they show you what to do. So the prophetic utterance is there. It's the oil. So the man says, I'm getting it done by grace. So the problem, you can decree. I mean, Hezekiah, they told him, you are going to get healed. Yeah, you can decree it. But then he saw that take a fig with, boil it, put it on the stuff, and heal. Which means when you decree, light does what? Shines on your path. So you start seeing on another level. So the man who is working in an office, who begins to get results? He says, how you get results? He says, it's not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit. It means that once they're doing something, they're in a meeting, they're talking, all right, he's around them. Even he works in a major corporation where they're intelligent people, all right, in Apple, he sees something, looks at the combination. Because when God begins to work, when the Holy Ghost is working in your heart, he takes things that have happened 15 years ago, he combines it with something that happened yesterday, combines it with something you saw today, and produces something. So you are now coming to the, it is no longer just the theory of the world, is now you are mixing it with faith and manifesting. He combines it. You see something and say, that's it. The Roman centurion, he saw something. I mean, nobody had ever said that. Jesus, you go and meet, you tell people, this is how he started, which means there was light unintended. He was a Roman guy. Jesus should not have healed him. When the elders went there, he knew what he was saying. They said, tell him, he built a synagogue for us, and he loves our nation. In other words, on the Abrahamic covenant, God, you told Abraham that whosoever blesses us will be blessed. So they went to Jesus. Jesus knew what they were saying. He said, all right, tell him I am coming to his house. Now, Jesus starts coming to your house. Jesus, oh. Then you, after some time, you sit down and you say, how did he get it? God went into his background and said, you're a centurion. He said, yes. He said, when you give orders, must you be there physically for the orders to be obeyed? No. He said, tell Jesus. He doesn't have to come. You're telling Jesus now. Who is on his way? You say, he agreed. Thank you. Father, we thank you. He agreed. Jesus is coming. You are now saying, don't come again. He must have seen something. So the Holy Spirit begins to use everything. Are you following what I'm saying here? In your background, that will show you and says, this is reality. And this is why we say the earth is full of riches. This is your inheritance. Opens your eyes and says, can you see that? Now you go ahead and do that. And he says, then the results, all right, are going to come. So what happens that the Holy Spirit takes you and he shows you. He says, open your eyes here, open your eyes there. And he shows you this and then you function. So it's not like we're just, we are daft, but we get through. Are you from here? We operate at dawn's level, but God just shows us favor. All right? Nothing changes in you, but life just gets better. All right? No opening of your eyes, but things just change. Things don't change like that. Your business is going to change because your visibility increases. Your marriage changes because your visibility increases. All right? I mean, I knew what Pastor Tavidola was coming to say. She had told me. But when she started teaching, she went to redemption right. My wife told me, said, but she's not saying that. I said, see what she's going now. Look at her, what she's doing in the realm of spirit. She's building it with the blood of Jesus Christ so that you won't be able to check her when she gets to the end of what she's saying. She did redemption right. She did you are free from poverty. She did you are free from sickness. She did this. She followed your background on what you agree on. So that is not the voice of a stranger. Because once it's trained to your ears, you rebel. Then finally said, human dominance is part of the liberty. But we shouldn't just hear things. We should be able to see things in the realm of the spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for everybody under the sound of my voice. I ask this day that the veil be completely removed of their eyes. That give them eyes that see into the realm of the spirit. A heart that will understand and one that will perceive completely what you are communicating to them from their environment. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening.